We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Big 12 Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Phillips 66, live to the full. Gatorade, for the next athletic endeavor, fuel your body with Gatorade or sugar-free Gatorade Zero. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, welcome. We have a good show tonight. John Walters, the voice of Iowa State, will be along. We're going to preview that Cy-Hawk series, the Cyclones and number 19 Iowa. For the first time since the 2008 season, ESPN College Game Day, back-to-back weeks in Big 12 cities. Last week, of course, it was Austin. This week in Ames, so big news there. Toby Rowland, voice of the Sooners. Jalen Hurts, did they see this coming in Norman? We're going to ask him about that. The offensive line, the defense, is what Hurts doing, kind of covering up some of their deficiencies. So we'll get into that. But we'll start with the story that came down today. Fans of Oklahoma State mourning the death of T. Boone Pickens. He died today at 91. He was doing this since 07. He would send out an annual letter to OSU fans, and his last letter was published on August 29th, and I'll just read some of what he wrote here. Quote, at 91, I'm grateful for every added day, week, month, and year. However, I'm realistic about being close to the finish line, and I'm working diligently to complete projects as quickly as I can to tie up any loose ends. That's pretty powerful there from Boone Pickens. Dave Hunziker, voice of OSU. What did he mean to athletics, to the university?
Boone Pickens was the ultimate Oklahoma State Cowboy. He was so proud of Oklahoma State, and he wanted to do everything that he could to make Oklahoma State as great as it could be and really let the world know how great a place Oklahoma State was. He supported Oklahoma State in so many ways. The obvious way financially, giving more than $600 million to the university, about half of that to athletics, And those gifts made an enormous impact, especially at a time when higher education was changing and there was a need, a great need, to raise more money privately. And he stepped up in a huge way in many endeavors across the Oklahoma State campus to make an enormous impact because he loved the place. That's what it comes down to. He just loved the place.
Yeah, and I mean, certainly the fans fed off of that.
I think everyone sort of rallied behind him when they saw him going out and making the contributions he was making financially and his enthusiasm for the university. I think that really spread like wildfire, where lots of people not only wanted to contribute in terms of making a financial donation, but really wanted to contribute their enthusiasm to the effort. And because of the renovations to Boone Pickens Stadium, Oklahoma State has some of the best facilities, if not the best facilities, in major college football. And he was the man behind that, that led that charge. And that's helped Oklahoma State become a force nationally in major college football. And I think his way of thinking and the facilities and all the things that he helped happen here at Oklahoma State really helped change how Oklahoma State fans think. And now this culture is all about winning and winning big. It wasn't like that 20 years ago.
All right, Dave Hunziker, thank you. All right, you know, let's start with Oklahoma State. Quarterback Spencer Sanders named the newcomer of the week. In fact, Dave told us that this was Sanders' job to lose. The Cowboys QB, 12 of 18, 250 yards, three touchdowns, 56-14 win over McNeese State. An overall solid effort from Oklahoma State.
Two wide to each side. Sanders gets a shotgun snap. Throws a quick screen out to the right. It's caught by Wallace. Wallace turns a corner, right sideline, 40, 45 to midfield, down the right sideline to the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Tylan Wallace.
Wallace had a huge game. And by the way, happy birthday to Dave Hunziker. Celebrating another one. So happy B-Day to you. Five catches, 180 yards, three touchdowns. Wallace leading the Big 12, 136 yards per game. They are at Tulsa this Saturday. You know, I thought that Tom Herman said it best before the Longhorns matchup with LSU. He says they don't hand out the Big 12 championship trophy after week two. Perhaps he was trying to tamp down some expectations. Slow start for the Longhorns, strong third quarter. They went back and forth, traded seven touchdowns in the second half with LSU, but the Longhorns lose 45-38. Sam Ehlinger finished 401 yards, four touchdown passes.
Ehlinger out of the shotgun from the empty set. Calls for the snap, has it, looks right, throws over the middle, caught by Duvernay, breaks the tackle, say goodnight to this one. Devin Duvernay takes it 44 yards for a touchdown.
Craig Way with the call. Texas is at Rice, and pretty funny. This is a pretty funny quote from Owls coach Mike Bloomgren. He compares Texas to landing a man on the moon. He said, a Thursday celebrating the 57th anniversary of John F. Kennedy giving that speech, and Bloomgren says, I think we all know it, but why does Rice play Texas? We do so. We choose so. Why do we go to the moon? Not because they're easy, but because they're hard. That's going to be the big challenge that they accept, so... shooting for the moon this week is Rice going up against Texas. And then how about Kansas State? Unbelievable weekend. More than 500 offensive yards again. Consecutive games that they've done that for the first time in school history. They dismantle Bowling Green 52-0. Malik Knowles, 99 yards receiving, two touchdowns. Skylar Thompson, 151 yards and a pair of touchdowns.
Thompson barks out the signals, gets the snap, three-step drop, looks right, throws right, to the goal line, caught, touchdown Malik Knowles. Between the T and the E on K-State, Jawan Hudson in coverage, Malik Knowles with another Wildcat touchdown, and it's 44-0, 11:37 to go here in the third.
Wyatt Thompson on the call. Coach Chris Kleiman wanted to see the Wildcats tighten things up. He said he was pleased with the effort. Now they travel down to Stark Vegas, Mississippi State. They'll have to deal with the Bulldogs, with the Cowbells.
You're going
to
want that Cowbell. I got to have more Cowbell.
No, you don't. Not down there. One thing that we would like to see the numbers improve on is the ability to get to the quarterback and tackles for loss. That's something that the K-State defense has not been able to do. Mississippi State tied for last in the SEC, allowing five sacks this season. So something will give there. College game day in Ames this weekend. I think it's the biggest game on the schedule, the in-state rivalry. Iowa State hosts Iowa. It'll be another sellout. Coming up, we'll talk with John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones. If you can't hear the show live, you can download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, search Big 12 This Week, and subscribe. I know they're listening in Cedar Falls, Iowa on KCNZ 102.3 and 1650. Appreciate you joining us here on the network. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today. Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome back to the Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. Joining me, John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. John, two ways to look at the Iowa State 29-26 overtime win over Northern Iowa. One, it wasn't pretty, or two, the Cyclones showed some grit to pull it off. I mean, I guess both points could be made.
I think beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I've always said that. You know, to Matt Campbell, it was a thing of beauty because they found a way to win it and they could learn something from it. And that's what he really wanted from game one. So I think he was very pleased. You know, obviously he knows they can play better, but Northern Iowa is good. And they knew going into it that it would be pretty competitive. I don't know that they expected three overtimes, but I think they gained a lot from that game. And one thing about Matt's teams at Iowa State, they haven't always started out of the gate like gangbusters. They tend to start a little bit slowly, and I think part of it is that they really want to get good at one thing before they move on to the next thing. So they implement things slowly, and I'm sure Northern Iowa was doing some of this too. But they had a very basic game plan. They didn't throw the ball down the field deep very much. They didn't run the ball with the quarterback at all, and those are things that Iowa State will be doing as the season goes on. But in week one, they just wanted to do certain things and do them well. And it had nothing to do with Northern Iowa, a reflection of them at all. It's just that's how they do it. It's not a reflection of holding things back for Iowa this week. It's they want to get good at something before they move on to the next thing. So, you know, I think they got out of that game what they needed. They got a tape to look at. They get a couple weeks of time to digest it and figure out how to adjust to it and what you do well and what you don't. And now you get ready for your other big interstate rival in Iowa.
Yeah, you know, I think there's some validity to that. I mean, you could go into that first game of the season and try to do too much, and then it just becomes a complete train wreck. And then you're left scratching your head after the end of the first game going, what were we doing? We should have just kept it simple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think a big thing, too, with Brock Purdy, Iowa State's quarterback, they're trying to keep him healthy for a full season. And so not having him run in week one, I think, was part of that plan. Now, he's going to run some as the season goes on, but you don't want him out there running it 14, 15 times in your opener. If he gets hurt, your season's really in trouble. And so I think they were wise in trying to protect Brock Purdy as well. So I think that was part of it too.
You know, I think the bye week comes at a good time. I think a lot of teams would like it maybe after that 1 week. You kind of do things, you kind of see what happens, a real dress rehearsal, if that makes any sense. But it gives Coach Campbell time to correct some issues. What do you think the Cyclones have worked on with this bye week to get ready for Iowa?
Well, I think that was the big thing. You know, Matt said, even going into the game, he said, I'm really thrilled that we don't have a game in week two. He loves the idea, and this is the way when he played at Mountain Union and coached at Mountain Union, they always seemed to have a bye after that first week, and he loved it because he said it gave you a chance to really digest and learn from week one instead of having to jump, you know, really quickly into your next opponent. You can spend a week working on yourself, which you really need after that first game, is to correct your own stuff or first before you work onto another game plan. So he liked it from that perspective. And I think that as it's played out, you know, that's exactly the way that he had hoped it would work. And they did work entirely on Iowa State stuff last week. And then this week they moved on to Iowa.
John Walters, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, joining us on Big 12 This Week. Looking at the offensive side of things, the Cyclones got a big game. I would expect they would need another one out of Deshante Jones in that Northern Iowa game, a career high, 14 catches, career high, 126 yards.
He played very well, and I think that was a product of kind of taking what Northern Iowa gave you, and that's another reason why the game maybe wasn't as, you know, aesthetic as some others might be throughout the year. But Northern Iowa really took a page out of Iowa State's defensive playbook and played basically the same exact defense that Iowa State plays, which is designed to take away big plays. It kind of forces an opposing offense to chip away and make complete a bunch of passes to get down the field if you're going to score. And that's what the Northern Iowa defense was getting Iowa State, and so that's what Iowa State took. And Deshante Jones, as a result, on a lot of little crossing patterns, made nice catches. He made a great one-handed catch at one point in the game. and had a career-high 14 catches, just two off Iowa State's school record. So he was a big part of it, and I think he'll continue to be a big part. He's a senior. He's going to be in the top 10 in every Iowa State receiving category. And so he's a guy that's going to be an integral part of what Iowa State does going forward. But he had a great game.
Looking at the defensive side of the ball, really good against the run. Held Northern Iowa to 34 yards on 31 carries. Specifically, Mike Rose, a sophomore, 3.5 tackles for loss.
Yeah, that was Iowa State's strength a year ago, and I think it will be again this year as defense against the run. And if you're going to pick a place to start, even though Big 12, you know, you think of the Big 12 and you think of all the passing offenses, you think of all the crazy passing numbers, the bottom line is still that if you can stop the run, you have a great chance to win. If you can make teams one-dimensional and force them to throw it when you know that they're going to throw it, you can defend it better and perhaps force an interception or two. And a year ago, Iowa State led the Big 12 Conference in rush defense, and that was the strength of their team. And as a result, they led the league in scoring defense as well. But it all comes and really starts, in my opinion, with stopping the run. And that's something they did very, very well against UNI. And, you know, it'll be tougher to do this week against Iowa, but it's a key. John Haycock will tell you, the defensive coordinator, we have to stop the run first. That's always their game plan. Stop the run first, and then we'll worry about the pass. And it's something they've done very well under his direction.
Well, and then if they need to stop the pass, one more sack from Jaquan Bailey makes him Iowa State's all-time leader in that department.
Yeah, that'd be great. And he didn't get one in week one, but they still got three as a team, which is terrific. And they got some pressure on Northern Iowa's quarterback. He really played well. The kid for UNI, their redshirt freshman quarterback from Des Moines, really played a great football game and scrambled a lot. Otherwise, Iowa State might have had five or six sacks. But they did get some pressure on him. And that pass rush up Jaquan Bailey is really going to be important this week. You want to get some pressure on Nate Stanley, the Iowa State quarterback. He's not as mobile as some other quarterbacks that Iowa State will face this year. He can move, but he's about 243 pounds, so he's going to stand in there in the pocket strong and make throws. And Iowa State needs to get some pressure on him and get him off his sweet spot and make him uncomfortable, and that's something that Jaquan Bailey and that defensive line will be largely responsible for doing.
John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, joining us on Big 12 this week. I had you on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the fan experience at Ames, the support around this team, one of the best in the Big 12. So if things needed to get any crazier, ESPN Game Day will be there for the first time for this game. What's that experience going to be like for the fans?
It's gonna be absolutely nuts. It's never been here before, and you know, as if they needed something else to be excited about this week. I mean, this week is already the week where you can't turn around without finding a distraction if you're one of the players. There's distractions everywhere, okay? And then add on to it this, and it's going to be a real challenge for Matt Campbell and his staff to make sure that their guys are focused on the task at hand. And it sounds simple, but when you've got all these things going around you, a three-ring circus, focusing and concentrating on what you need to do in that game becomes really, really important. And so he's good at that stuff. He'll get their attention, but they're human beings. And so we'll see how that goes. But from a fan perspective, everybody's really excited. It's a great thing for the university. It's a great thing for the state to have this game showcased that in a national way like that, so that other people can see what we see here, which is the biggest sporting event in our state any year. In that, you know, there's probably 70% of the people in the state that are paying full attention to what's happening in that football game on that day. You know, I mean, they're either watching it on TV, they're listening to it on one of the radio networks, either the Hawkeye Radio Network or the Cyclone Radio Network. There are a lot of people that will be invested in this game, and probably pretty close to 100,000 people around and in the stadium on game day, because a lot of people come up for this game, even if they don't have tickets, and they just walk around the tailgate lots all day. And that always is the case, but now with game day being here, that number is probably going to be increased even more.
Yeah, 3 p.m. Central kick. They'll be lining up at 3 o'clock in the morning getting ready for this. John, I'm going to take a short break. We'll come back and wrap things up with you. John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, a conference with no divisions, a place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome back to Big 12 this week. Iowa leads the all-time series between Iowa State and the Hawkeyes, 44-22. In the last 21 years, though, that series is 11-10 with Iowa with that slight edge. So it's certainly tightened up here over the last couple of decades, John, and ISU riding a 7-game home winning streak. So what will it take to beat the Hawkeyes this week?
Oh, they're going to have to play really well. Iowa is playing at a high level. They're really good up front. And I think that's where this game is usually won. You know, occasionally a guy will just go crazy and make a bunch of plays. And, you know, you can really say he had everything to do with a win or a loss. Steele Jantz, Iowa State's quarterback in 2011, did that in a 44-41 Iowa State win in triple overtime. Just had an incredible game. But more often than not, this game is just won by which team is tougher up front, which team wins the line of scrimmage. And I was really good in those areas. Their defensive line is outstanding. So is Iowa State's defensive line. I think they're two of the best defensive lines in college football. Offensive line for Iowa has always been a strength, although this year they do have some young players because of injuries that are on that offensive line. And Iowa State has some veteran players. And even though it hasn't really been a strength for Iowa State in recent years, with that veteranness of their offensive line, we'll see if that can be kind of a wash. So I think it's anybody's game. It should be a real battle. But, you know, if Iowa State wins it, they'll have had to play very well to do it. And I think they're certainly capable of that, but they can't play at the same level that they played in week one. They need to improve. And I think they will improve. It's just a matter of how much do they improve. And you don't play the game in a vacuum. You know, Iowa is going to come in here geared up and prepared and ready to go. And they've won 4 straight now in the series after Iowa State kind of had a little bit of an upper hand in those years that you kind of mentioned. I think they were up 10 to 7 at one point, and then Iowa's won 4 in a row since Iowa State broke that long, long streak of 15 in a row that Iowa won with a breakthrough victory in 1998. So it'll be a blast. It's always unpredictable. There's been years where Iowa State has not been a very good football team, but still was able to upset good Iowa football teams and vice versa. And so we'll see what happens.
John Walters, this is going to be a great hang on here.
We take you now with another fast-breaking news story.
Oh, John, hang on here for a moment. This is being handed to me right now. Everyone in the state of Iowa getting ready for this rivalry game, even the zoo in Des Moines. For more on this, here's our Iowa State correspondent, Todd Kim.
Mara was born in April, but got her first chance to pick a winner at the Blank Park Zoo.
So we have 2 boxes set up, and both have rhino treats in them. And Kamara, the baby rhino, hopefully will come out and have a clear favorite of who will win the game.
At spokesman Ryan Bickle, moments later, the 500-pound infant charged out of her cage and headed straight to the Hawkeye box.
She's studying right now. She's studying the Hawkeyes. Oh, maybe. Oh, no. Yeah, it's going to be a Cyclone victory, according to Kamara.
Which bucks a trend that has seen the Hawkeyes win the last 4 games in the series. Bickle cautions fans against using the result at one of the state's new sports books.
We don't encourage people using zoo animals as the basis of wagering.
I don't know about Ryan Bickle's play calling there, but John, what do you think of the results? Kamara, the 500-pound baby rhino, takes Iowa State.
I have always said that the rhinoceros is one of the most intelligent species out there. So hats off. Well, the rhinos wear a hat.
Horns off, maybe, huh? Horn off?
Yeah, horns off to the rhino for a great, great choice.
Well, the whole state is gearing up for it. And, of course, people can hear you on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield and IMG Sports. John Walters, thank you for your time. Appreciate you joining us here on Big 12 this week.
Yeah, my pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All right, well, I've got Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, on the phone with us. Toby, what about Oklahoma? You ever have animals pick a winner there? any baby rhinos or anything like that?
You know, a lot of times for the bowl games, they will have, if we're in Miami or New Orleans or whatever the case may be, they'll have a member of the local zoo or something. The octopus will swim to the team that it thinks is going to win or something like that. But that's pretty interesting.
I'm just thankful that they at least had the rhinoceros pick the food first and not wait for the end results of the food to see where that landed, you know.
There you go. Yeah, that would be bad.
Anyway, enough of that. Let's get into the Oklahoma Sooners. I put myself on the spot a couple weeks ago. I first predicted that the first Big 12 week that everyone would win. It was a perfect sweep. I was right. But then, you know, we had triple overtime there with Iowa State, KU, West Virginia, a couple close calls. I said if I had to pick an upset in that first week, I was worried about Houston. And you even said that, you know, this might be the toughest non-conference game. But wow, 49-31 over the Cougars. And then as expected, 70-14 over South Dakota. Jalen Hurts, what we're seeing from him, I mean, was that expected or is he even exceeding the expectations through the first two games?
I think he's exceeded almost everyone's expectations, certainly mine. He has accounted for 9 touchdowns and only thrown 7 incompletions so far through the first two games of the season. So his passing accuracy, more than anything else, we knew he knew how to run the football. I think the fact that he went for 176 yards in the opener on the ground was surprising. Second most yards an OU quarterback has ever gone for, and we've had some pretty good running quarterbacks around here. So that was surprising to some extent. But the way he's thrown the ball has been very, very impressive. His completion percentage, his passer rating, he's looked great. He's looked great. So we're eager to see if it can continue once the competition ramps up a little bit. But so far it looks like he's just the next in line of the Lincoln Riley great quarterbacks.
And we'll get to the next opponent here, UCLA, in a minute. You talked about the 7 incompletions. So far, Hurts, 34-41, 591 yards through the air, 6 touchdowns. And I asked that because of that new offensive line. And this is what Jalen said earlier this week.
I think they're in good hands. Coach does a great job with them. And we'll only continue to get better.
What have you seen from the offensive line?
It's been okay. They were pretty good in week one, not as good in week two. Too many penalties so far, and they might have a question mark at left tackle. There's an injury right now at left guard. Marquise Hayes, who started the season at left guard, was not able to play against South Dakota and is questionable for this week. So they need him to get healthy again, and I think that'll help shore things up. But this is kind of what we expected when you replace 80% of the offensive line, and it is not just guys who didn't start last year, but guys who really haven't played any college football at all, then it's going to be shaky for a while. So I think this is expected. What would be a surprise is if they get to the second half of the season and they're not really good with Bill Beedenbo as their coach and with the talent that they have. I mean, this is a huge, talented offensive line. I think they're going to be really good eventually, but there's going to be hiccups until they get into a flow with each other, into a rhythm. They figure each other out. They get confident. They see all the different pass rushes that are coming at them. It's going to be shaky at times, and it has been. And they're going to see some pretty good pass rushers and a good defensive line this Saturday. So we'll see if they can iron some things out. I know Bill Beedenbo is not happy and has said as much with what he saw last week. I think it's probably been a pretty long week for those guys at practice.
Toby, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the defense a little bit, and then we'll get into the UCLA game. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be back right after this. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder. Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now! And if you've got cut-rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, on with us now. How has Oklahoma's defense looked? An area of big improvement. What do you see here through the first two games?
It's been encouraging. You know, Alex Grinch takes over as defensive coordinator after a really rough season a year ago on that side of the ball. And early on, they have shown signs of improvement. They forced three turnovers against South Dakota, one of them for a touchdown. Brendan Radley Hiles had a pick six there. But, you know, beyond the statistics, which have been better, there appears to be just kind of a different attitude and intensity on that side of the ball. They have certainly been in the backfield a lot more. They have been tighter in the secondary, a lot more press coverage. Kenneth Murray, the linebacker who was the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year, has played like it so far this year. He looks faster and has been, you know, football violent at the point of attack. Ronnie Perkins has been a menace up front, getting to the quarterback. Jalen Redmond, and a redshirt freshman who has shown a lot of promise, has likewise been. Neville Gallimore up front has been really good. So there's a lot of really positive signs early on that this defense has bought into what Alex Grinch is preaching and is going to be better in 2019. Now, you know, everybody realizes that there are tougher tests coming and there are better offenses coming. Texas Tech in a couple of weeks, and Texas and down the line, and Oklahoma State's really good offensively, and Baylor's really good offensively. Kansas State looks like they're cooking early on this year. So there's going to be better offenses, and we'll see. That's the true test. Early last year, Oklahoma looked pretty good on defense, and it all fell apart on them. So I think everyone's cautiously optimistic, but encouraged by what they've seen so far.
Well, you talked about the improving offenses that are coming up. One school that you left off is UCLA this week, 0-2-0. And the LA Times, I saw this in the LA Times some criticism for Chip Kelly for abandoning his signature high-speed offense, more of a pro-style scheme, tougher for college players to grasp. This coming from the LA Times, and they've got a sophomore quarterback who is relatively new at the position. They've turned the ball over 6 times. It's not the when you think of Chip Kelly, I'm just telling this to Sooner fans, when you think of Chip Kelly teams, they're not going to see what they saw necessarily at Oregon, are they?
It's been a tough start to the season for them. 0-2 with losses to Cincinnati and San Diego State, and those are teams that you probably pencil in wins against when the season starts.
Yeah.
And it's really been on both sides of the ball. Defensively, they've been a little bit better than they have been offensively, but it hasn't been pretty anywhere. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I think, is a nice quarterback. We saw him last year as a freshman on Owen Field and made some plays. He can hurt you with his legs and his arm. He's got a talented running back in Demetric Felton, who they'll throw the ball to as well. Nice linebacker in Chris Barnes, who I think has a chance to play on Sundays. But it's been ugly, and they've only scored 14 points in each of their first 2 games. They've turned it over a bunch. But the thing that scares you is this is the kind of game that can forgive all sins. You know, I mean, this is the kind of game that heals all wounds for Chip Kelly. If he could go beat Big Bad Oklahoma, then all of a sudden everybody gets off his case and it looks like his program is back on track. So it's the wounded dog theory. They are desperate out there right now. And so Oklahoma's going to get UCLA's best shot, I'm sure. I'm not sure they have enough horses to get it done, but it's college football, so we'll see.
Yeah, you know, you talk about, you know, for example, just the young guys on the offensive line of Oklahoma. You get some of those young guys, your freshman wide receivers. How is as a coach, Lincoln Riley, that's got to be a challenge to remind these guys that, hey, you've got to bring it every single week and you can't overlook anyone. What's the best way that Lincoln Riley can get that across to some of these young superstar players that the Sooners have?
Well, I think that's where a Jalen Hurts is invaluable on this team. A guy who has, and it's more than him. I mean, there's a lot of other veterans, but certainly him as your quarterback, who has seen a lot, who has been in the biggest situation, who has experienced the highest highs and, quite frankly, for him, the lowest of lows in this college team. So I think his voice will be loud, but there is a proud tradition of going on the road and taking care of business at Oklahoma. And that's kind of passed down around here from class to class. They've won 20 consecutive true road games, which is the longest in the nation by a bunch. And they love putting on those white uniforms and going into somebody else's building and silencing the crowd. And I think they like it more than even playing in front of their home fans. They just get a kick out of it. And one class passes that to the next, and that class passes it to the next, and so forth and so on. It does worry you a bit if you're playing a bunch of youngsters that maybe don't understand, and for the first time they walk into a venue. I think it'll help that it's probably not going to be overly hostile on Saturday. UCLA's had a hard time drawing fans, and we might see as much red as powder blue in the stands out there on Saturday. But still, it's not home. You're getting on an airplane and sleeping in a strange bed and changing it in a strange locker room. And sometimes that can throw you off if you haven't been through it before. But I think with Jalen Hurts as the leader of this team, they'll be fine.
Yeah. Hey, I want to go back to Chip Kelly because I'll tie this back to Lincoln Riley. I don't know if this is a plea of mine you can chime in, whatever you think. But Kelly was sitting on a coaching goldmine at Oregon. And listen, I know it's hard to turn down a 130% increase in salary, what he got to leave there to go to the Philadelphia Eagles. But man, you know, circling this back to Lincoln Riley, I hope he doesn't get bit by the NFL bug. And I, you know, obviously Oklahoma, a coaching job at Oklahoma is still a little bit different than what he had going on there at Oregon. But boy, I mean, Riley's got something really good here. And so what do you think? Do you have a thought as to where he may be at some point down the road? Or do you see this as an opportunity where he could really make a name for himself at Oklahoma, and maybe NFL money doesn't sway him that much because he's getting a good chunk from where he's at right now.
Sure. Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I think Chip Kelly is one of a few cautionary tales out there. If you are a successful college coach who wants to try it in the NFL, there are certainly some who have been very successful, but there are seemingly more who have not. I don't have a great feel for what Lincoln will eventually do. I think our only indication so far is that in round one, he has decided to stay. Certainly there were some overtures this past offseason, and he decided that Oklahoma is where he wants to be. And this is something that we went through with Bob Stoops for many times. And in the first, round of overtures, when he turned them down, you said, all right, well, maybe he does want to be around here. And the second time, you felt a little more secure. And the third time, you started to believe that maybe he really does want to be a college coach. And I think that's just what you got to go through. You don't really know what's in a guy's heart. You know, he grew up in Mule Shoe, Texas, and we don't know. Maybe his dream has always been to coach in the NFL. Maybe his greatest possible job is to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, which may be available to him at some point. And we don't know that, and he's not telling us that. So until he repeatedly turns down offers from the NFL, you just don't know what's in a guy's heart. I think there are, personally, selfishly, some tremendous advantages to collegiate coaching. And I think he loves the recruiting game, which is a big element to why he would stick around here. The job security of it, what he is in the process of, well, what has been built here and what he is in the process of maintaining and making even bigger and better is very, very impressive. And he's got a chance for a lot of years to kind of, be the leader of the kingdom around here, so to speak. So that's attractive. But until a guy gets met with a $10 million offer from Jerry Jones and says, no, thank you, you're always going to wonder. And rightfully so. So we'll cross that bridge, I guess, when we get there.
Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the trip to UCLA, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Talk to you soon.
All right. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM. Two new times on channel 375, 7 p.m. Eastern Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern on Friday. Speaking of Friday, Kansas at Boston College, wide receiver Andrew Parchment said he wants to see KU change the offense, take more shots downfield. He was pretty critical of the strategy. It'll be a throwback of sorts when Texas Tech travels to Arizona for their first game in 30 years against the Wildcats. They were members of the Border Conference from 1932 to 1955. An interesting tidbit, Tech holds the most Border Conference championships with seven. TCU at Purdue, I'm looking forward to Jalen Reagor and Rondale Moore, two explosive talents at wide receivers for their respective teams. West Virginia head coach Neil Brown says he's holding auditions for his offensive line when the Mountaineers host NC State. Just 64 rushing yards in their first two games, a 1.14 yards per average. The Wolfpack only allowing 24.5 yards per game on the ground. Something's got to give. Hopefully, West Virginia gets moving in the right direction. We'll wrap things up next on the Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Back on the Big 12 this week, Oklahoma holds the nation's longest current true road game winning streak at 20. I predict an easy victory for the fifth-ranked Sooners at UCLA. I also like number 12 Texas at Rice. Oklahoma State at Tulsa. I'm big on that one. I'll tell you, this is a tough week, though, for the Big 12. I'm not sure where I want to go with this. Maybe an upset pick, K-State going on the road to Mississippi State. Maybe an upset pick.
You're going
to
want that cowbell.
No,
I got to have more cowbell.
Stop. I'm done with that. I'm done with the cowbell stuff. But look, hey, they're ranked 23rd, but they were picked like 11th in the SEC. How are the Bulldogs 23rd? I'm doing it. I'm going hot take. All in hot take here. Upset pick. K-State on the road. They get the 3-0. I think they get Chris Klieman the victory. I think they take care of the Bulldogs. Other than that, I think it's going to be a tough road ahead for the rest of our Big 12 teams. Enjoy the weekend, and we will talk to you next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Gatorade. For the next athletic endeavor, fuel your body with Gatorade or sugar-free Gatorade Zero. Also brought to you by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville, and by Phillips 66. Live to the full. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.